Well, 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 well. Welcome back, y'all. Person of Interest with me, Natalie Jones. So this is volume two of the Telluride Blues and Brews series we got going on. And today we have Sugar Harp. Now, Sugar Harp is a legendary blues singer who's been singing the blues for 65 years, or as he calls it, the down in the gutter back alley storytelling blues. He's got a harmonica and a whole lot of soul. His real name is Charles Burroughs. When he was 8 years old, he started playing the blues, was interested in them. And now I have no idea how old he is, but he's a lot older than 7 years old. His career has spanned 65 years. And let me tell you, when I got this interview, I got the text, you got to go meet Sugar Harp in the stadium or in the studio or whatever in like 10 minutes. I was freaking so scared and so nervous. I mean, he's an absolute legend, and I got to sit next to him and Fred Thomas. Fred Thomas used to be the primary bassist in the James Brown Band back in the day. I mean, that guy's been on Soul Train more times than I can count to Soul Train. I don't even know. And then he also was sitting next to Jerron Blonde Boy Paxton, who I got to spend a lot of time with as well. I mean, these are legends upon legends. Let me tell you, I work in pop music, so I was like, oh, my God, this is so intimidating. These guys are the best of the best. They are kind of genre shaping. They have laid the foundation for all of us to enjoy so many musics. They have inspired so many of the artists we know and love today as we know it. So when we started talking to him, I kind of let Sugar Harp just talk. And let me tell you, he was talking kind of just about whatever was going on. He had just come out of his experience in lockdown, and I let him lead the show. So it goes on some crazy twists and turns. Please enjoy, and let me just tell you, I will put up all the links. You've got to check out these guys and see just how special it was. Thank you to everybody who made it happen, and you can find out everything you want to know about Sugar Harp at themusicmakerfoundation.org. It's just musicmaker.org. You can find a lot about Sugar Harp there, and also just Google Sugar Harp Blues. How did you get that nickname?
It's a long story, but let me make it short. When I was in the military, I was a munitions officer doing wartime, and I controlled all the weapons and munitions. Mm-hmm. And in a war zone, like, they have a central place where every Marines, Air Force, Navy all come and get their munitions. Mm-hmm. So on the Air Force uniform, it's got a big U.S. Air Force on it. The mm-hmm. only one. The Army got the little one, the Marine got the little one. We got the big one up there.
Yeah.
And it says U.S. So every time they wanted to get something from the supply depot, they always say, you got to go see Uncle Sugar. And that was me.
Oh.
Because I was the head of everything. And this, the reason they called me Uncle Sugar, because I had all the sweet stuff.
Which was what?
Did you really want to know?
Yes, we do. Yes.
Yeah. You know, you had a few pick-me-ups, you know.
Yeah.
A little Mary Jane here and there. You know what I mean? Stuff like that. Yeah. So to make a long story short, they started calling me U.S., go see Uncle Sugar. And then once I came back stateside, I went on tour with the Air Force with it called Tops and Blue Program. And we go all over the Western Hemisphere, the summer times, the summer hemisphere, entertaining troops and civilians.
That sounds like a good time.
Mm-hmm, I did. I had a very good time. And I also made all the, I'm also a tailor. I made all of the,
really?
All the costumes and stuff. And then I'm an electrician, a mechanic.
What don't you do?
I don't need asparagus.
Why not?
I don't know. I've never liked it.
You know, I don't like kiwi. Do you like kiwi?
I like kiwi. I love kiwi.
Kiwi's the one thing I can't eat.
Okay.
Wow.
I know.
It's an acquired taste anyway.
I guess so. It makes my throat.
Yeah, you're probably allergic to something in it.
Maybe.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. But they were calling me Uncle Sugar. And basically, I played harmonica sparingly. I did a couple of tunes like Coming Home and Summertime and Jazz, mostly jazz on the tour.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I met a young lady says they call you Uncle Sugar. I said, yeah. She says, no. She says, take that uncle shit off of that. Excuse the expression. She says, you are Sugar Harp. You play that harmonica, and it's so sweet. You are Sugar Harp. And the little girl, she went about 17 years old. She told me, I love you. My daddy loves you. Mama loves you. The way you play. And so she called me Sugar Harp. Oh. And I just adopted it.
That's, well, it's beautiful. So how old were you when that happened?
I was 30.
Wow. I was 30. Do you feel like you blossomed as an artist later in life then?
Yeah. I've been playing for like 58 years. So something got to happen.
Yeah, but so if you're called Sugar Harp, if you weren't called Sugar Harp until you were 30, what did you go by before that? Wait a minute.
Charles Burroughs. Yeah. That's what that went by. And another thing too, if you get introduced in a big show as Charles Burroughs, what would you expect? Not too much. Not with that name.
That's a strong name. Yes. Charles is a strong name. It's my favorite man name.
But if I go on the stage and they introduce me on Charles Burroughs, I better know how to play that harmonica.
Oh, true.
You know, you better know how to do something. but I'm proud of my name.
I think Sugar Harp brings a lot of fun to it.
Yeah. Sugar Harp has a little kick. It sounds like somebody who's a blues man.
I'd say algae. Sugar Harp has a little bit of algae to it, which is like the grid of life.
Yeah, you know? So I learned how to play harmonica when I was 8 years old. My great-grandfather gave me my first harp, and I'm going to share something with you I don't share with many people. I couldn't talk until I was 8 years old, yes. I had a speech impediment that was so bad called stuttering.
Yeah.
And your president has the same thing, Biden. Yeah, he has the same thing, but I had it so bad I couldn't say anything. And the first word would come out of my mouth is a curse word.
Was it?
Shit. I was on the hate.
Why'd you say it, though?
I got frustrated. I couldn't speak. And when I talk to somebody, I'm stuttering so bad, and they start laughing and giggling and going on, I just said, shit. Bye. That's two words I know how to say.
Shit and bye. That honestly will get you through life, I think.
So, I was basically an introvert. I mean, really introverted. And that had a lot to do with it. And I'm basically a thinker. And a thinker and a listener, really. I learned a lot by thinking and listening, because I can do a million things right now. My grandfather, he knew that I had a problem, so he played harmonica and guitar. I mean, beautiful. I used to go to visit him every summer when I was a kid in Plains, Georgia. Mm-hmm. And he was Native American. Mm-hmm. He was from the Chickasaw tribe.
Wow.
And he taught me a lot of things about living, about life in the wilderness, like out of here.
Yeah.
And he says, I'm going to help you out. He says, he gave me a harmonica, and he told me, he says, take this harmonica and tell the world how you feel. And I've been playing and singing every time. You know, I was too young to understand what he was saying, but I just took it upon myself. I had to learn how to play that harmonica.
Do you think you're telling the world how you feel now?
Yes.
Overall, good or bad?
Yes, I really am. I express myself when I got the harmonica in my hand, I'm behind that microphone. Because really, I'm surprised that I'm able to really give you this interview, because I'm not an extroverted type person. I'm usually, you know, if I had to do this in front of an audience, I probably couldn't do it.
Really? Yeah. That's crazy, but you like to perform and show your soul.
Yeah, believe it or not, when you get up on stage, it's a totally different situation.
Really?
But I'm awkward. Like, I got about this many people here, and we're talking. I'm awkward in that kind of situation unless I know these guys like I know them. But
really? I don't sense any of that at all. That's surprising.
I am. Mm-hmm. And when I'm in a room with a huge crowd, I really don't look at any individual. I look past them. I had a psychologist tell me to do that. He says, and you'll get over in life. Don't look directly at them. Look like to the side of their head or hair. But always when you're making a statement, look them directly in the eye. Then you can look somewhere else. But I always begin by looking them in the eye and then looking somewhere else. And periodically go back to the eyes and go back. But when I'm entertaining, I don't look at any individual. I look past them or between them.
Get lost in it.
Yeah, yes. But I acknowledge them. I always do like this. Even though they don't know, I'm not saying it directly to them. I'm saying it to the whole audience. But I got my eyes on you. I see you. Yeah.
Did you enjoy playing the campground?
Oh, this is the second time we've been over there. Mm-hmm. And the first time I was apprehensive.
Why?
I didn't know what to expect.
Yeah.
I went and looked at that little stage. It says, all five of us can't get on the stage. And I was saying to myself, remember the situations when you had a party, house party,
mm-hmm.
or a garage party, mm-hmm. and ain't that many people there, and you ain't in a big stage, but we're all having a good time.
Yeah.
And I just perceived it to be a similar situation. So I didn't know what to expect, because it wasn't but a handful of people there, and they were sitting on the ground, and their eyes were all forward. And once we got on the stage and started playing, the place got crowded. People were coming from all over the place. Mm-hmm. They came from all over the place. And as a matter of fact, I was apprehensive about the whole concert, Telluride. I don't know.
Isn't this what you do?
Yes, this is what I do. But see, you won't believe this. I haven't done a performance like this in 2 years.
Yeah. Well,
because of the pandemic.
Yeah.
And I was so scared until I hunkered in. I'm actually from Florida. Mm-hmm. So that's what was my life. But I hunkered in Birmingham because I was scared, because I do have a few health issues. I had open heart surgery and some other stuff. 3-4 years ago, so I had to be careful. So what I did, I got me a house, and I hibernated. But I made.
Did you study your music?
Yeah,
Is this one?
I did that. I wrote songs.
Hey.
I got a book full of phrases like that, and I'm going to take this gentleman, Mr. Henson, advice. He advised me to get a tape recorder.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as I get the thought to wake up and speak it into the tape recorder, because when you agree with it, when you have a thought, by the time you grab the pencil, some of that thought has been lost.
It's true. You gotta.
Right. And when you got a pencil, you want to improvise instead of doing it exactly like you.
Your mind's going faster than your mind. Than your hands can work.
Especially mine.
Mm-hmm.
My mind goes a million miles a minute.
I can imagine.
You know, And I found out later when pathology became famous that the doctor said that you got to slow down. You got to slow your brain down a little bit, because I'm traveling too fast in my speech center.
Do you feel like music helps you slow down?
Yes, the blues, yes. It made me slow down, made me perceive what I want to do and how I want to do it. It made me feel what I want to do.
Mm.
You know, that's the hardest thing to do, is to really feel it. If you don't feel it, you can't do it right.
Sounds like you're running a little bit.
Yeah.
We all are.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like you're still running now?
Yes. I'm running, but I haven't gotten there yet.
Do you think you ever will?
Yeah, and this is a stepping stone.
Bert.
Yeah, this is a stepping stone.
That's a beautiful thing to say.
Yeah, this is a stepping stone. I'm 71 years old, and when I thought about it, I said, hell, when I got 71 years old, I said, well, hell, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. I'm playing with good people and stuff. But nothing was happening, you know, as far as big gigs is concerned,
mm-hmm.
or contracts is concerned. And when I turned after the pandemic, it was beginning to happen before the pandemic, because Music Maker had contacted me. And then when the pandemic hit, it went on hold. So I didn't get discouraged. I just stayed in and studied. And actually, I didn't pick up a harmonica for a whole year.
Whoa. Because why? Did you feel blocked?
No, because I didn't want it to become stagnant, you know? Mm-hmm. I didn't want it to become common or stagnant. Mm-hmm. I didn't want it to become used to it, you know? So I looked at it, you know? I went through my head of what I wanted to fly.
Who'd you do instead?
I wrote, and I made Uber and DoorDash famous.
What did you order the most then?
You won't believe this. One day I ordered...
Well, let me guess. Can we guess?
I ordered $200 worth of food.
Okay.
Because I couldn't decide on what I wanted to eat.
And what did you
get?
Home?
I got foot-long tuna from I love tuna. Mm-hmm. Foot-long tuna from with them people, Subway. Subway.
They sell these big tuna steaks by me. $5 a piece.
Ooh.
I'll mess you up on some tuna.
Ooh, I love that, man. Any kind of way you want. I love that tuna, man. I love tuna. I like tuna any kind of way you fix it.
I got you.
Okay.
Really?
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
This is a good sashimi.
Most people like salmon. I like tuna. Yeah, I love tuna. I like salmon now. And my famous is, I love salmon croquettes. I was raised on that. Salmon croquettes.
And, salmon patties.
Yeah, patties are called, yeah.
You don't speak French,
right.
I don't want me to develop no bad habits.
There it is. Patties. That, you're so right. And that's one of the first things I learned how to cook was sweet potato pie and patties.
Oh, that's
with
tomato gravy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah. Yes, sir. And
I'm South Central Los Angeles. All my family from Louisiana, though.
Okay.
Shit, no wonder you talking
like that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I spent 5 years in Louisiana. Lake Charles, Bossier City, Shreveport. I had a good time in Shreveport. We used to go to New Orleans and Lake Charles and we used to go all over the place, but I love Louisiana.
Bring back a suitcase
for the
boudin.
There it is. There it is.
What's that?
Boudin.
Yeah.
Is heaven in a sausage case?
Yes,
yes,
it is.
A sausage case?
Yes, it's a sausage.
Okay, sounds delicious.
Yes, it is. Man. Yeah.
We're from Ohio, Cincinnati. We do a lot of German sausages there.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They make.
Yeah. What do you serve?
They make some pretty good Polish sausage up there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And I learned how to cook early, at an early age. And
you learned how to cook. Then why are you ordering so much DoorDash?
Yeah.
Hold on, you never finished the order.
I did tuna. I bought a tuna, and they said buy one get 1 foot long. So I got a meatball marinated meatballs sandwich. I got that. And then after I ordered that, it came up on the screen that other restaurants. See what they do. They knew what they're doing. Psychology. The other stuff starts flashing, you know. So Dreamland Barbecue came up. And I love myself some barbecue ribs and chicken.
Me too.
So,
do you spend time in North Carolina? What kind of barbecue do you like?
I've been through North Carolina, but I never spent any time, stationed there.
Do you ever had North Carolina barbecue?
No.
With the vinegar base?
No.
Or do you like the barbecue sauce? Sauce barbecue?
I like mine dry rubbed.
Yeah.
And I do like the barbecue sauce, but how I like my barbecue sauce, I like my barbecue sauce marinated onto it while it's cooking.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I like mine.
And our
barbecue, a whole barbecue chicken. And I kept going. Then I ordered this big salad. This big salad and some from Panera Bread. I ordered this big. I'm just giving people all these prompts.
I'm loving this.
Panera Bread. I ordered this big ass Greek salad, man, and with Greek dressing and everything. I ordered that. Okay, and soup. Ordered that. So it kept flashing. I says, man, what am I gonna do? Chinese. I love Chinese.
This is Tonizana. This is all in the same day.
You like Chinese? Ooh, ooh.
There's a whole thing
going. We're going. I went back to it. We're still going. For years.
Yeah.
COVID, and he looked at it and he kept DoorDash in business.
Yeah.
Telling us
the
food order.
Yeah.
That he got delivered.
I went to, I got some General Powell's chicken. I got some egg foo young.
You said you also said that you love to cook?
I love to cook, but I'm ordering all this food.
I know, but what do you like to cook?
But I cook almost anything. I've been cooking since I was about 12 years old, really, really cooking.
Chicken tikka masala.
Yes.
Nah, tikka masala.
Give me a
message.
Yes. Every time I make chicken tikka masala, I mess something up.
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
I can make other curries, but chicken tikka masala.
Yes. I can make it. It's a journey. I did it first couple of times. I didn't make it. I didn't make it.
But it don't even taste close to
No, me. Not close, but I think I got it pretty well now. And then I became a kind of a self-taught chef.
What does that mean? A what?
A chef, a cook.
Okay, yeah.
And I did that for almost 30 years off and on, cooking.
Oh, man.
But...
Gotta pay the bills.
That particular day, I just kept ordering. And egg foo young... General Powell's chicken. I had some teriyaki pork and Chinese ribs. I love the little short ribs.
Oh, the short back. What are they called? The mini ribs called?
The ribs. What they call them? Chinese ribs. The little short ones.
Spare ribs.
Spare ribs. Yeah.
Spare ribs. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you got to eat this. I had a house fried rice. I mean, they put everything in it. Chicken, pork, everything. Beef, and shrimp. And another thing, shrimp. Shrimp and snow crabs are my favorite.
Really?
Yeah. I can snow crab boil like nobody else you ever seen.
Really?
Yes.
No, but isn't snow crab a seasonal thing? You can only do it when it's
yeah.
What is the snow crab season?
It's in right now. I don't know exactly when, but what they start doing now, they start going out catching them and freezing them.
Oh, right.
So they'll last for 6 months.
Yeah. What about soft shell crab? Do you ever?
No, I don't like. I never got into soft shell, but I can cook them.
Me either.
I know how to cook them. I know how to fry crab. I know how to fricassee crabs. I know how to boil crabs. I know Cajun crabs. I can make crab slaw. All kinds of crab.
So I love to ask this. So, what are your plans? Or tell me one of your main goals for the rest of 2021.
My main is to concentrate on my blues, my music.
Mm-hmm.
And to do as many concerts as I can, and many appearances as I can, because I'm 73, and you don't know when Father Time is going to catch up with you. I said, "But Father Time catch up with you. I don't care how good you are. Your mind say you can't do it. You ain't going to do it. You're not going to want to do it. You got to have the attitude, and being on the road, it ain't no joke." This is hard work.
Me and Albert were doing Louis Armstrong.
Very hard work.
4 hours in where were we? In a hotel.
It's hard work.
Mm-hmm. The goal is to keep playing. Yeah. It sounds like I think your brain's gonna keep you around for a long time.
I think so too. I think so too. And plus I have 2 degrees. I did go to college. But college still didn't change my blues mind. I have a degree in fine art and business, a 2-year degree, and then I have a 4-year degree and for fine art mixed media, mass communications, what you're doing now. Filmmaking. I learned how to really filmmake, not video. How to make the film.
Oh, that's an artist.
Develop it. Cut them on the cutting floor. Make a movie or make a story or whatever. About
patient man, that takes a lot of patience.
It does, but I loved it, every second of it. Yeah. Because when the finished product came out, you knew you got it. You know, you did it, yeah. But now you can just get your video camera. And go put it on video and then on SD card. Transfer it to wherever you want to do it. And as a matter of fact, you can drop it minutes after you do it. With a little editing, you know, in certain spots, you know. It's just like that spot when I said shit, bye.
I'm gonna leave that in there.
Okay. All right.
So nice to meet you guys. Thank you so much. We gotta take off because we gotta get ready for the next show. Thank you so much for spending time, really.
You're absolutely welcome.
It's been wonderful. It's been wonderful to meet you.
You're absolutely welcome. Hope to see you again.
Yes, thank you so much.
He looked pretty good. He looked pretty good there, Lee, last night.